Hello, I'm at Mind the Gap Theatre again, and it's Tuesday the 1st of February. We've been editing, and I've got Brian here, who is one of the participants in the media project at the moment, and I'd like to ask you, Brian, to introduce yourself and tell us what we've been doing today.
Hi, I'm Brian, and today we've been editing video clips of interviews that we recorded last week. Our group is working on a hobbies interview, and this week we edited it so that all the questions were in the right order with no gaps between them, things like that. And this afternoon we're going to be adding some extra photos to it to help illustrate the points.
Could you tell me about some of the roles within the group and how you've been sort of managing the editing process?
We had a dedicated interviewer and interviewee, and we had a sound man and a cameraman and director who shared roles. I've been doing most of the editing this week because I have a lot of practice at it. I'm not totally comfortable with iMovie. I'm more used to using the Windows version of it. It seems to be going well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the final product then? Because this is week three of a four-week project. Do you think it'll be something that will be a new kind of progression in terms of developing new skills for some of the Making Theatre group?
Very probably. Everyone is doing the same sort of thing. They're all experiencing the same process. They're all going through it from different points of view. And so I think it can only help people.
Mm-hmm. And to come back to the iMovie comment about not being too comfortable with it, we have got Final Cut here. In terms of progressing skills, is that something that you'd like to see yourself and other members of the group sort of starting to use more often, maybe Final Cut if the project demands something more advanced?
I don't know. I've never even heard of Final Cuts, but if I could see it in operation a few times, then maybe I'd get to like it.
Mm-hmm. And with this kind of media product, it's essentially storytelling. So we've got interviews and we're arranging them in an order we want, and then we just put some narrative devices like pictures over the top to, like you say, help illustrate the point. Is this something that you can see yourself and other members of Mind the Gap doing independently in the future, obviously without maybe the supervision of someone like myself?
Yes, eventually, I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. Certainly for some of us, certainly. Others may need a bit of coaching, a bit of supervision, but certainly there's a few of us who could probably do it on our own within a short time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think I'll wrap that up here. I'd like to say thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
And we'll almost finish for lunch now, so we'll go and finish the projects, and hopefully they'll be online on the Mind the Gap blog on the website, which is www.mind-the-gap.org.uk, and obviously when they're up there, hopefully we'll be able to tweet about it.
Hopefully.
All right, thank you very much.